This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, you know, gun control is a byproduct of hatred. And I'm not talking about the shooter's hatred, but the gun controller's hatred. Leftists have tried to build this reputation for caring about people, which is an undeserved reputation. Taking you back to the time of Obama, a lot of the leftists then were much more empowered, even though, comparatively speaking. But they don't believe that people ought to live free and govern themselves. And leftists back during his time, and during Obama's time, like Woody Allen and Harry Belafonte, Bill Maher, openly advocated that President Obama take the authority of a dictator. We've seen leftist celebrities like Sean Penn gush over foreign dictators like Hugo Chavez. How many of your leftist friends own a Che Guevara t-shirt or poster? Leftists hate people so much that they do not trust them to govern themselves. Now, the dirty little secret here is that gun control is not about stopping bloodshed. Even though an automobile does not have the specific purpose to kill, it has more killing power than a firearm. According to the Center for Disease Control, cars kill more people than firearms. Where is the support for an automobile ban? I know that it has other utility, but where's that support? There's no consistency there. Leftists do not support one, you see. But a ban on firearms is not about concern for murder victims. Leftists are so irrationally connected to gun control because they love the government more than they love the people that the government is supposed to be by and for. They love government more than they love liberty. They seek government handouts, whether for themselves or for those they think deserve forced charity from the rich. They adore government overregulation of things that they hate, like guns and logging and drilling for oil and 20-ounce sodas. They love government regulation of people, like forcing us to buy health insurance and pay for abortions and provide contraception and eat healthy food. Government is the sovereign god to the leftist. They worship at the altar and support their priests every election, despite their crimes and scandals. Leftists demand that their religious morality be forced on the rest of us. Carbon emission regulations and sin taxes and public school lunches are just a few examples of the imposition of leftist morality. Leftists do not see a need for the people to have guns because they do not see a need to fear their government. They worship it. Banning automobiles is not on the table because automobiles do not threaten government authority like a firearm does. And if you wait long enough, if we actually gave it to them to see where they would go with it, when they continue to implement their utopian fundamental transformation of America, the freedom to travel will also be taken. Leftists then will support a ban on automobiles. Your right to individually bear a gun, a firearm, is not about hunting, and it's not about personal defense, although those are all subsets of a benefit of the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms is about securing an arsenal in the hands of the sovereign people, not the ones on YouTube, just regular, ordinary people, in order to strike fear in government officials of the possibility of violence by a well-regulated militia under the guidance and control of an accountable civil authority. Now, we the people have a collective right in our state governments to put our federal government officials in fear of violence for their long train of abuses and usurpations. And that's a God-given natural right that is embodied in our nation's Declaration of Independence. And I'm not talking about, you know, wanton, reckless individuals or unaccountable paramilitary groups. Violence has to be accountable to and restrained by civil authority. It has utility when you do it that way. But if we truly believe in the sovereignty of us, if we're truly classic liberals, the fear of proper, organized, accountable violence is a necessity, absolute necessity, for a free republic. Thomas Jefferson affirmed that when governments fear the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Liberty is a paradox. Unrestrained liberty is not freedom, but anarchy. The liberty to do anything you want to do destroys liberty. G.K. Chesterton stated of social and political liberty in his timeless work, Orthodoxy, "The ordinary aesthetic anarchist who sets out to feel everything freely gets knotted at last in a paradox that prevents him from feeling it all. He breaks away from home limits to follow poetry, but in ceasing to feel home limits, he has ceased to feel the Odyssey. He is free from national prejudices and outside patriotism. But being outside of patriotism, he is outside Henry V. But if there's a wall between you and the world, it makes little difference whether you describe yourself as locked in or locked out." Now, what satisfied Chesterton about the Christian paradox is that the Christianity achieved the balancing of parallel passions. He said, "The more I considered Christianity, the more I found that while it had established a rule and order, the chief aim of that order was to give room for good things to run wild." So, therefore, liberty is not about having the freedom to do anything we want to do. Liberty is the freedom to do what we ought to do. The paradox of liberty extends to its defense and preservation. If force can take away liberty, force is necessary to preserve it. So it is the hatred of violence alongside the willingness to use violence that preserves liberty. So in order for us to live like free men and women, we have to hate the violence that takes away liberty. Yet at the same time, we have to embrace the violence that preserves it. And there's the paradox. Our founders understood this and appreciated it and made it work for over 200 years. Modern leftists today, they do not fear the long train of abuses and usurpations because they do not believe in popular sovereignty. They worship tyrannical authority. So they show affection to and apologize for people like Hugo Chavez, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong, Bill Ayers, the Muslim Brotherhood. They have a lot of disdain for people like John Adams and Patrick Henry and Joe McCarthy and Ronald Reagan and the Tea Party. So the leftists say they want gun control because they want to end the bloodshed. But beware. What is at the heart of support for gun control is not the love of men and women here in these United States. It is the absolute, total, consuming hatred of you. Now you know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Elproof Project proved to me that the way they put their parts together and the way they make them interact with each other is just an absolute joy. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. She'd always felt safe in her neighborhood, according to an unnamed young woman in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And then around midnight on October 25th, 2008, she heard a crash in her basement. If you've already heard this, you could hear it again. A 47-year-old registered sex offender named Ronnie W. Pryor had broken into her home. She made a beeline to the back door, but Pryor was waiting for her, writes Bridget DeCosmo of the Southeast Missourian. She fought back, but was punched twice, she thinks, before leaving. Her rapist told her, "Don't tell anybody. I know where you live." "I wasn't going to tell, but the more I thought about it, the worse I felt," she recalls. The landlord fixed her window and installed security devices to the doors, and in a gesture that might have saved her life, purchased a shotgun for her before teaching her how to load it. At 2 a.m., a few days later, on October 31st, the lights went out. She knew she had paid the electric bill, according to DeCosmo, and she knew something wasn't right. So she got her gun, and she started getting nervous. She opened the blinds, sat down in a chair, and waited. And Pryor came crashing in again through the door. And she fired, striking him in the chest and killing him. Police had been making the rounds and paying visits to her home after the first encounter with the rapist, but they weren't there in that very fateful moment when she had to defend herself with a gun that had been purchased for her by her landlord. The gun was the difference between her being raped again and or killed and surviving unmolested. The gun preserved her life and liberty in spite of another person who looked to rob her of one or both of those things. And not the cops, although they would have done it if they could. Not the good intentions of lawmakers who wish violent sexual predators like Pryor did not exist. What if she didn't have a Second Amendment to have such a weapon for self-defense? Like, you know, former Justice John Paul Stevens recently and continues to argue about. And, you know, but, you know, some gun control advocates do argue a shotgun is all right. Take sensible Joe Biden's advice to other women like her. "If you live in an area that's wooded or something secluded," he said, "just walk out on the balcony and fire two shots with a double-barreled shotgun to scare attackers away." And the only problem with that was that this lady in the aforementioned Cape Girardeau, Missouri, didn't live in a wooded or secluded area with a balcony, as Biden's wife Jill apparently does. She was several feet away in her very tiny kitchen as she frighteningly waited for her assailant. And there are several aspects of this story that suggest that she likely lived alone. She was not financially well off. She remembered she paid the electric bill and doesn't have the logistical advantages that a Jill Biden might enjoy when the invaders arrive, with a balcony to signal her deadlines while keeping a safe distance from invading attackers. Now, an AR-15 is a different story altogether, isn't it? Biden says that. "No one needs that for self-defense," he said, right? Unless you happen to be across the road from the Sutherland Springs Church in Texas in November of 2017. The fifth deadliest mass shooting in American history occurred less than, you know, a year and a half ago. And the very reason that it was assuredly not deadlier has been all but forgotten in the public discussion. Because after a murderous rampage killer killed 26 people, NRA instructor Stephen Williford retrieved his AR-15 from his gun safe, ran barefoot across the street, and opened up on the murderer, striking him with precisely aimed rounds in the small gap of his body armor. Then he jumped into another man's truck, and the two pursued the gunman down the road to make sure to hear nobody else. And he said afterward, "I'm not a hero. I mean, I'm not. I just think my God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done." But he was a hero, especially when you contrast his actions to those of the Broward County Sheriff's Department, who, armed with guns, refused to do their job and engaged a shooter during Parkland. So why didn't they engage, similarly placing themselves at risk like Mr. Williford did? It was because those representing the security offered by the state lacked not only the courage that he possessed, but the firepower that he legally owned, thanks to our Second Amendment protections. Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC said a round coming from an AR-15 flies three times faster. So maybe that's why they didn't want to engage the shooter. You know, the Second Amendment is for everybody. It's for everybody. And that's undeniable. The UK is where they normally point when they're trying to show us, you know, an example of gun control. And violent crime there has been relentlessly climbing. But in the end, our Second Amendment right is actually about more than just data. It's about the preservation of individual liberty, to which countless unnamed Americans saved by it might attest. The data, however, prove that the media prefer to construct narratives which make good stories rather than preserve life and liberty for the larger numbers of us. Sometimes we have to put aside the data and look at the details of incidents that have occurred and compare them and contrast them and look at them just to come to the one conclusion that guns save lives. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com, catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is thanking President Trump for giving her the opportunity to serve.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
The ISIS-inspired 17-year-old from Plano, Texas, who planned to commit an act of terror at a mall in 2018, has been sentenced.
We're here to announce the guilty plea and sentencing of Mateen Azizi Urand from Plano, who was sentenced today to 20 years in prison in state district court.
The terrorists planned the attack on Ramadan, thinking there would be less Muslim people at the mall. And the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 84 points to close at 26,341. The NASDAQ was up 3. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I'm going to tell you what, the Bill Proof Project was made a believer out of me, and it'll make a believer out of you, too. Just go get the parts at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Gun control is getting fired up again in Colorado. Both sides are getting heated up over House Bill 1177, which codifies the use of extreme risk protection orders. Now, the Colorado House approved HB 1177 Monday and sent the so-called red flag bill to Governor Jared Polis, who has indicated that he will sign it. Now, even if you don't identify with either side of this debate, it's not hard to see how deeply flawed this legislation is. Red flag laws are an absolute menacing threat to many constitutional rights, not just the Second Amendment. Now, let's explain what this particular law coming out of Colorado proposes, because that's important. That's more important than most other things would might conceivably be, but, you know, you get the picture. Let's assume you're concerned about your uncle, who uttered some troubling comments, just talking. You're worried that he is a danger to himself and others, and you know that he owns guns. You, the petitioner, file an affidavit claiming such things, and you quickly meet with a judge. The judge reviews your claims and decides on whether or not to issue the ERPO. If an ERPO is issued, your uncle, the responder, is then forced to turn in his guns. Now, this whole scenario blurs some lines. It blurs the line between civil and criminal legal action. Your uncle has committed no crime, but somehow warrants a judicial order and a knock on the door, if he's lucky, by the police. If the language of this bill was purely criminal, it would be dead on arrival. It's no accident that half of the Bill of Rights explicitly enumerates the rights of the accused. This is some intentional legal trickery. Legislative wonks skirt the constitutional barrier, pesky platitudes like innocent until proven guilty, by keeping their legalese on the civil side of the court system. This way, the petitioners can leapfrog the Fourth Amendment, which protects us from search and seizure without probable cause first being established. Police can begin to obtain a search warrant in concurrence with the ERPO, meaning evidence, which is mostly hearsay to begin with, is an afterthought. An afterthought. Now, police are at your uncle's door, ready to raid his property. Police are seizing your uncle's guns, which should, in theory, be protected by the Fifth Amendment. The Constitution denies the taking of property without due process. But again, this is a civil matter, so we continue to linger in this murky gray area of constitutional law. So as a result, your uncle's firearms get locked away in a police evidence locker and can be remain up to a year. If a continuance is filed, it can be kept longer. This not only bars your uncle from his current firearms, but also stops him from purchasing any during the length of the ERPO. Next, your uncle gets his day in court to plead his case that he isn't crazy and deserves to have his guns returned. Meanwhile, you, the petitioner, don't even have to show up in court. Traditionally, the Sixth Amendment guarantees your right to face your accuser in court when facing a criminal charge. The key word again here is criminal. Again, the ERPO apologists fight like hell to keep this matter in civil court because they fully understand the implications. If the constitutional arguments aren't enough for you, then the hollowness of a red flag supporter's rhetoric might be more convincing. Because a gun control advocate traditionally uses lines like, "We are not taking away your guns." ERPOs literally take your guns away, hard stop, and all it takes is an affidavit. Advocates then are going to pivot to mental health, which is equally disingenuous. If supporters were concerned about mental health, then they would be, you know, they would be talking about more than M1 holds. M1 allows police officers to place individuals who are a potential threat to themselves or others into 72-hour psychiatric evaluation. This law enforcement tool actually gives people the professional help they might need. No new law is required. But then again, the true intent of a red flag law has little to do with mental health. And then the final talking point, which is always offered in support, usually starts with the same prepositional phrase, "If this saves one life." And the proponents claim the moral high ground here, but fail to realize that this law has actually cost a life already. Of an innocent man who committed no crime. Gary Willis was the first casualty of this law when he was gunned down in his Maryland home when police were serving the ERPO. If only we could save his life. So, for those of you that are out there, you know, whether you own guns or not, whether you consider yourself to be a gun enthusiast, a self-defense proponent, a gun nut, whatever it is, you don't have to be one of those to be troubled by a red flag law. This is the canary in the coal mine. This is to see what you will take. This is like the self-service checkouts in grocery stores to see if you will do that. This is like the kiosks in the McDonald's where you order your own food and pay for it. Then you finally give your money to somebody across the way. This is to see if you'll do this. This is a conditioning experiment. Now, individuals with a reverence for critical thinking and civil liberty and human dignity should be able to discern that this aptly named law is not about red flags. It's full of red flags itself. They are probing you to see how much you'll take. The question becomes, how much will you take? How many times will we see a Gary Willis get gunned down just for, you know, saying, no, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't care what the law says. You know, it's going to happen again. So, think about that. Because sooner or later, we're going to be placed into a position where we may have to make a decision. Where do we say enough of this? Because that's what it all comes down to. When have we had enough? Red flag laws. Very well named because they create a lot of red flags in my mind's eye. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Barada. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I need to get them on here to talk about this build. Now, it's pretty obvious to everyone who isn't Joe Biden that Joe Biden's quest for the White House is a dead campaign funneling. As a practical and tactical matter, that's good for us conservatives. For all of his goofiness and gaffiness and gropiness, crazy Uncle Joe had a way of hiding his unabashed and unrestrained leftism behind this easygoing, sure, let's crack open a couple of Budweiser's facade. For some reason that many of us find utterly inexplicable, he seems to connect with normal Americans in a way most of his smug and smarmy comrades don't or can't. It's not that he's not smug and smarmy. If you remember the Clarence Thomas lynching, you aren't fooled by his dopey regular guy act. It's that he is probably the only one of the Democrats who could fake it well enough to threaten Trump's Midwestern electoral power base. And now he's gone, having Eskimo kissed away yet another shot at the Oval Office. This guy has been running for president for a third of a century. He bowed out of his first try after it turned out he was cribbing his bio from some Brit Pinko. Obama finally picked him for a running mate, not because of what Joe brought to the table, but what he didn't. Any chance that he would be overshadowing the one? Think of a presidential runner-up on the hilarious TV show Veep. Only Joe's a lot dumber and handsier. Word on the street is that it's the Bernie brothers behind the knife in the kidney that is the daily drip, drip, drip of women recounting Biden's various creeperies. That's strange. You would think Sanders would just naturally appreciate someone named Joe. But it's a good reason and a good lesson for those of us who might get suckered by the Vermont Marxist funny old guy act. Bernie Sanders is a communist, and communists put their enemies in the ground. He's not a nice old man with some wacky hair. He's the eager acolyte of the butchers who murdered north of 100 million people in the last century. Compared to most of the victims of Bernie's poisonous ideology, Joe Biden has gotten off easy. And in keeping with cultural revolution best practices, Biden took to YouTube to base himself in what is certain to be a vain effort to ensure his campaign doesn't die before it's born. Watching a grown man set fire to his dignity by sucking up to those aspiring fascists is mortifying. It turns a delightful bit of schadenfreude into something sad. Too sad. Biden's cringy behavior is something we conservatives have laughed about for years, and the media only suddenly discovered when Joe stopped being useful and got in the way. Biden's pawing of women is sort of the counterpoint of John McCain's conservative bashing. The mainstream media saw no evil when Touchy Toucher Man was feeling up every skirt within his bursting radius, just like it loved Johnny Maverick when he was giving what for to those wicked Rathooligans. But the mainstream media turned on a dime and bared their collective fangs when these two got in the way of progress. Be it McCain taking on Obama, sort of, you know, or Joe's lib-blocking Bernie, Beto, Brown's ex, or Mayor Butter whatever. It's important to remember that any Democrat pushing the hashtag MeToo agenda is full of shit. The party of Chappaquiddick Teddy and Bill put some ice on that. Clinton views the protection of women not as a moral imperative, but as an intermittently useful pose. And I suppose they don't bother the strike unless there's something in it for them. That's why ancient tales about Brett Kavanaugh dominated the headlines when it was, when we were looking that away. And why you now have to think real hard to remember the name of the Virginia lieutenant governor who remains in office alongside the guy who still can't tell us for sure if he was the dude in blackface or the dude in the Klan get up. It's a very simple answer, though. It's, it's baloney, and everybody knows it, including Biden, who has got to be wondering how this decades-long free pass I say that because a guy familiar with Delaware politics said there's not a female fanny in the state that doesn't have Joe's paw print on it, morphed into a campaign death warrant overnight. It's a weapon. And that's the nature of social justice warriorism. It's a weapon designed to take out enemies by making it impossible to stay in accord with the rules, because the rules keep changing and you don't find out until you get dragged into the leftist kangaroo court and condemned. Welcome to the world you helped create with Anita Hill, Joe. It couldn't happen to a fake nicer guy. Now, one last thing before we go. Last week, virtually every serious 2020 presidential Democratic candidate spent an unserious period of time embarrassingly kissing the ring of race baiter extraordinaire Al Sharpton at his National Action Network conference. His burning question for them, would they support H.R. 40, a bill originally introduced in 1989, probably as a joke by former Democratic Michigan Representative John Conyers, but reintroduced in today's beyond absurd political climate by Democratic Texas Representative Celia Jackson Lee. Now, if it's passed, and I'm not kidding, it would create a commission to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans to examine slavery and discrimination in the colonies in the United States from 1619 to the present and recommend appropriate remedies. So, Sharpton is asking if 2020 presidential candidates, 2020 now, mind you, support paying black slave descendants reparations for an institution that ended in 1865. Now, If you don't already know, do you really need to wonder how the candidates answered this guy's ridiculous question? It was with a coalescence. It was, a one-voiced hell yeah. Because it's 2019, y'all. Because to a person, everyone running for president under the Democratic Party banner is either a shameless liar, intellectually dishonest, or hopelessly stupid. So, to the Democrats, here once again, let's go back to the template. They're not telling you the whole story here. How exactly would this work in real life? Outside of your pea-sized brains, you feckless morons. Was I mean to say that? I meant to say you handicappable morons. Is that better? But I digress. Let's get back to figuring out how on earth this reparations thing would work. And the first thing I want to know, genius, this is where all this money's going to come from. We know good and well it won't be voluntary. So do we tax everyone or just white people? What if the white person descended from Italians who, like, my forebear came to the United States, shanghaied by the British? And most of my family's history, at least in my family, at least my branch of the Fradys, we were sharecroppers. We didn't exactly, we weren't plantation owners. Do we tax all white people or just the rich ones? What if the white person descended from northern soldiers? What if the person being taxed is only half white or maybe just for fun, three-fifths white? And finally, on the topic of where the money's going to come from, might it be possible that, should we finally settle on who is to be taxed, said parties might not be amenable to having their money stolen to cement the Democratic Party power base or at least assuage the consciousness of the guilt-ridden leftist? That's a big question. Where are you going to go with that? We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.